Lord, we come to you today with thanksgiving for all that you've given us in this nation, that we can have the freedom to come into a building and worship you without having to worry about persecution. I just pray for this world with the chaos that is going on right now, that you would bring peace, you would bring your wisdom to restore this world. And may you grow us all in our walk, and may you preach your message through me. May your name be glorified through this message. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, everybody. The Lord has led me to, for a while now, to preach on time is short, so we need to have wisdom. And why I'm preaching on this is I see the world today, it's lacking wisdom. Most people are trying to figure out what they think is right, and then if another person thinks that that's wrong, then they clash with each other. So we need to have a secure place in who has the ultimate authority, and that's where God comes in. And on May 17, 2007, Matthew West underwent a career-threatening vocal surgery. In the time that followed, he faced a season of silence and uncertainty. This inspired his song, Going Through the Motions. I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to go one more day without your all-consuming passion inside of me. I don't want to spend my whole life asking, what if I had given everything instead of going through the motions? He is showing in that song that he does not want to go through the motions of this life. He does not just want to live normal. He wants to live for the Lord. He wants to have the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom on him to be able to know right and wrong. And this inspired me, that introduction inspired me to speak, read from Ephesians 9, Ephesians 6, 5, verse 15 to 20. Says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So see, Paul sets it up here in the first part of talking about being wise and unwise. He says, be wise, making most of every opportunity. And then he talks about how you are being unwise. And he explains the first part of being unwise, and then he says how to be wise. And the first thing that we can grab from this passage is be wise. He talks about, he says in verse 17, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. He is saying here, if you don't understand what the Lord's will is, you're foolish because you don't have the right sense of right and wrong. You don't know what is right and wrong. When we know God, we know the ultimate source of right and wrong, and we can base everything off of that. Ephesians 1:8 says that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. See, God lavished all wisdom and understanding on us when we accept him. So we should want to live out that wisdom. We should want to be wise with it. Ephesians 1:17 says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. See, this wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, when it comes into us, we get to know the Creator better. The more we get to know the Creator, the more wise we are. Ephesians 3:10, His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities. See, this it should be made known to the rulers and authorities, the manifold wisdom of God. The church should be an example of what wisdom is. Now, I know wisdom is hard. I'm only 16, so I still have a life to live. But we need to get that wisdom from what God has given us. We need to learn on that wisdom. We need to spend time learning how to be wise. This world, like I said, it's corrupted. It is trying to be its own God. It is trying to be its own wise person. There's no more than one wise person. But this world wants to make it seem like that each person is wise. Every worldly person that doesn't know the Lord says, my way is right. No, it's not. Because we are just mere humans. We come to this earth and we pass from this earth. And God has been here forever. And he has seen right and wrong. And he's the one who said what is right and what is wrong. And then the second thing that points out here is how to live wisely. In verse 18, it says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And debauchery means excessive indulgence. It means when you are having too much of. And that's what getting drunk is exactly is. I always hear of people wanting to get drunk to escape reality or have a good time. Yeah, you're escaping reality, but you don't know what's happening when you're drunk. And you think you're having a good time, but then you forget what happens. And it ends up killing you in the long run. It is not right. Getting drunk can hurt people. But being filled with the Spirit, it can bless other people. See, that is why I am up here. I am filled with the Spirit of God. And I cannot hide it. I don't know who would want to hide the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is so moving that it should cause each of us to want to start a revelation, to start a worldwide change. See, it starts with us, people. It starts with us living out the godly life, that in school, at work, that they can see that, and that they can ask us, what is it that you have that I don't have? I want to know that. And that's, you could invite them to church. And I want to thank all new people that came to church. Pray that you would come back. And the people online, thank you for watching. That should cause us to want to be a blessing to other people. I know I love helping people. Helping people is so wonderful because it gives you a sense of enjoyment. It gives you gratitude, and it makes the other person thankful. And that light, the light in us, the Spirit of wisdom, it can shine through us. It can shine through us that we can start a change. See, this world, it is going on the deep end bad. We can see it all around. It's just going downhill like crazy. But we can be the change. Some Christians say, oh, who's going to change this world? This world is going mad, and it needs to be changed. And they say that it needs to be changed. And the Spirit of wisdom says, hey, I called you to change it. Jesus came to change the world, to start a revelation. And he passed the Spirit of wisdom on to us. He passed the Spirit of wisdom on to us. Not to hide away. No. See, he says, But be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. When you're filled with something, you want to overflow. You want to spread it. The Spirit of God. Christianity should be like a wildfire. A wildfire, it'll be in one spot. Next thing you know, it'll be in another spot. That's how it should be for us. And that is awesome to hear that 25 people went to help Jeff Reese. I unfortunately couldn't go because I had work, but that is awesome to hear. See, this church, I want to thank this church. You all have supported me so much. You all have shown the spirit of wisdom, of showing God's love to people, to me. And through that, the Lord inspired me to want to be a change. This world, I see it in school all the time. Kids are vaping, kids are hitting each other, and they always want to fight, fight, fight. No, it's not the answer. That is not going to solve the answer. It's only going to make it worse. But when you show, when somebody hates you, but you show kindness, they can't really say nothing because they are confused. They expect, when they hurt you, they expect you to hurt them back. They expect you to hurt them back, and they expect it to go back and forth. No, but when you show kindness, they're like, what? That's different. That is different. And it causes their brain to think. See, a lot of people are brain dead in this world. They're brain dead. They go with whatever somebody says. No, when we are being wise, we are in the scripture so we can know what is right and wrong. We need to be able to realize what is right and wrong in Scripture so that we can apply that to life. I know I don't do law of Bible reading. Sometimes I skip through it. But we need to go to the Bible. We need to spend time in prayer, living wisely. It changes our life from going to hell, from being a problem in this world along with every other person that is wicked. It causes us to be a change. It causes us to look eternally, look to our Heavenly Father for answers. There's this movie on PureFlix, Princess Cut, and I watched it. And the girl, she was dating somebody, and the boy wanted to have sexual relations right away. And she went to this counselor that wasn't a Christian, that didn't even know God. And she said, what do I do? And the counselor said, well, take a test trial. And she said, no, that is not right. That is not good. I'm not here for that. But what did she expect? She went to a counselor that did not know the Lord, that was of the world. And so she, after that, she went to her father, which her father was very godly. Her father tried to point the whole family towards God. And the Lord brought a man in her life, a man that was for the Lord. And she ended up marrying that godly man. See, when we live wisely, we are looking out for the right decision. It's like if there's two people that need to wear glasses. The one person doesn't wear the glasses because they think they don't look cool. But the other person wears them because they know they need to. See, the person that doesn't wear them, everything's blurry. They don't have an accurate view of what everything is. But that person with the glasses, they can see stuff clearly. See, that's when we put on the worldly lens. We are a little confused at stuff, and we just go along with the motions. We just do what everybody else does. But when we put on the eyes of God, we are different. We are supposed to shine out of the world. The non-Christians, if we really make a change, they should be talking about all of us on the news. That would be so awesome if we all made a change to where they ended up talking about us on the news, talking about good things instead of bad things. And then people would flow. People would want to know. They would end up being on the news and they would see good things, not bad things. On the news, you always see garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. School shootings. No. Those school shootings, the person is the problem. And when the person is the problem, us Christians can be the solution. There's a problem in all of us. We are sinful. That is why this wisdom, the Spirit of God, is so important, that we can use that to affect other people. To affect other people. See, we can't do it on our own. We can't. I tried that before I was saved, and it didn't work whatsoever. But once we have the Spirit of God, when He lavishes His grace and understanding on us, that grace allows Him to give us chances. And He puts people in our lives. He puts non-Christians in our life to be a change. See, I see non-Christians all the time at school. And I wanted to go to a Christian school before. But I realized that God put me in Tyrone Area High School because there needed to be a change. Always hear about vaping, drugs, fighting. No, the Lord put me in there to be a change. He didn't put me in there to just go along with what everybody else is. No, I'm going to stand against it, and I'm going to be on the side of the victory in the end. I would rather be with the one who's going to win in the end, and he say, "Well done, my good and faithful one. Welcome to the place where you belong." Be in that place rather than being condemned to hell. It makes me cry. Thinking about the people that are in hell right now, they're crying out. They're saying, "Don't let my family go there. Don't let my friends go there." They want nobody to go there. So why would we just stand and let people do what they want? Why would we not step in their way and say, "Hey, this is the wrong way. Let me lead you to the right way because I know the right way, and it sure is a better way." Let's be that change. You know, this Paul, he was writing this when he was in jail, when Nero put him in jail and he was near death. All these letters, he was near death in jail. And this was his last plea to the people that he wrote to. Do what the Lord wants you to do. Be wise so that you can spread that to other people. And I'm doing a Bible study with my dad and my grandparents' church, and it's on Zoom, and we're going through Titus. That must have been rough for Titus because he was young. And he went to Crete in Rome. It was a little island where there was so much wrong. There was a church there, and they accepted the things of Rome. They accepted many gods. They said they were believers, but they were deceivers. They were deceivers all around. And Titus had to go in there and appoint godly elders. He had to be a leader. But see, the Spirit of God was with him. Paul knew that he was going to be a good teacher for that place because the Spirit of God was with him. See, there's many false things. There's many false preachers anymore. With the prosperity gospel, it talks about how it's all about you. God will give you this. God will give you that. You'll get rich. No. See, the wisdom allows us to know that God is with us in the bad and in the good. The wisdom allows us to know the plans, that God does all things for good to the glory of those who love Him. See, we all love God. I know you all do. So let's live like it. Let's live like what Paul wants us to live. And he says before in 5:14, Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. See, we are not meant to be sleepers. We are not meant to, as I said before, let people walk all around us, let them do what they want. We can be a change. The wisdom of God tells us how to be the change. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. See, I love coming to church because we all are in here, community of believers, and that's why church is so important. That's why I always tell people you need to go to church. This verse explains, speak to one another, speak to one another. That's where church comes in. That's why church is so important, because we need to be a community. This world is hard on Christians because they are set against Christ. They are apart from Christ. They don't understand what we're trying to do. Everybody wants to be their own boss, but we know that there's only one ultimate boss. And if we are with him, we will have victory in the end. And church, especially with congregational worship, I love this congregational worship that this church has. The people that are in the congregational worship, you are awesome at what you do. I love when we all sing out, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place with your atmosphere. See, the Holy Spirit should flood inside of us. That we want to sing to God. We want to sing to God. We want to sing to other people to tell them about that change. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, in America, we have so much freedoms, but those freedoms are trying to be taken away one by one. And we need to stop that. Us Christians need to rise up against that. When COVID happened and the church shut down, I hated that. I was always like, okay, once church opened, I need to go back to church. But our freedoms are getting taken away. We don't need a Republican or Democrat in there, in the office. We need somebody that is a Christian, that is a godly man. We need somebody that will seek the wisdom of God to be our president. We need someone that will stand up for the Christians. We can't do this on our own, people. We need God, and we need each other. We need each other to lift us up. And then verse 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submit to one another. What does that mean? That means when you help somebody or somebody asks you for something, you give it to them. You know, where we live out on the farm, I absolutely love it because our neighbors are so caring. If we need something, they'll right away do it for us. That's how it should be in the church. Like how it was at Jeff Reese's. That should be in the church. And people are committed to themselves anymore. They want all this. They want a car. They want a big house. And then they end up, they want to do something else on a Sunday. So they end up not coming to church. When we have reverence for Christ, we have love. The spirit of love also. Christ loved us. That's why he came. He came to die so that those who believe in him shall have everlasting life. He came to say no to the wickedness. And he came to say yes to us believers. The prosperity gospel, another false aspect of it, is they say that God does accept you, but they make it sound like God accepts you so you can do whatever you want. No, God accepted us and gave us the spirit of wisdom to change us. See, before we believed, we were a thing of this world. We were a problem in it. But now we're the solution, because the wisdom of God is against the world. And we need to be wise like this, because the days are evil. The days are evil, people. There's chaos upon chaos everywhere. This world is corrupt ever since the fall, when Adam and Eve sinned, and they did exactly what the Lord told them not to. They sinned, and we inherited that sin, and we always struggle with sin. I always struggle with sin. But see, the spirit of grace and wisdom that he lavished, on us is that when we fall, he gives us grace. There's a verse in Psalms that says the righteous will fall, but they will get back up seven times. See, when we fall, that spirit of grace comes in. Jesus says, here, I have a hold of you. I'll help you get back up. Jesus is like a father having his hand out, saying, come to me. Let your life be changed, because I can heal it. See, when people don't know the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of God, and they don't realize time is short. The time is short. So we need to make every opportunity, as Paul says in verse 16. We need to make every opportunity, because the days are evil. And what that means is that every second, sin is happening. Sin is happening. But just imagine if every second there was 10 good things happening. The good things would overcome the bad things. I always pray for a change in this world. Billy Graham, the spirit of wisdom was upon him. God was right by his side. He had crusades, and thousands of people came in. And he had it for 7 days. And the huge tents got so full that there was people outside of the tents. And he would preach in football fields and they were full. He understood that time is short. When he died, before he died, he talked about, are you ready to die? See, death is a scary thing. We all are afraid of death. But the thing is, and why we are afraid of death is, because if somebody dies, they are not here for us to see them. But if they are a believer, the other aspect of it is they're in a better place. And we will be able to see them once we pass from this earth. But for those that are not believers, we need to try every effort we can to tell them about the Lord, because they're never guaranteed tomorrow. The shooting in Texas, those were elementary kids, and I guarantee you they thought about 20 years from now what they were going to do. They didn't realize a foolish shooter was going to come in and shoot them all up. No, they didn't realize that. 150,000 people die every day. There's so much car accidents, people overdosing. There's a new drug, fentanyl, I think it is. And more and more teenagers are dying from it. It's coming in from the border. We need to tell those people that are going to die tomorrow about the risen Savior, about the one who came on earth so that we wouldn't have to be in hell. See, I don't want nobody going to hell. A wise person would realize how bad hell is. I tell kids about hell in school sometimes, and they're like, oh, I have a party down there. No, they don't realize. They do not have the spirit of wisdom. They are being foolish. because the world doesn't want to talk about hell. They don't want to talk about the consequences of sin. So the kids think that either they will die from this earth and stay in the ground, or that they will go to hell and have a party. How ridiculous is that? Those kids that think hell is a fun place, how ridiculous is that? That makes me sick. That should make us all sick. There's a reason why God puts non-believers in our life. Because since we have the spirit of wisdom, since time is short, those unbelievers in us are never guaranteed tomorrow. We are not. So we need to make every opportunity for the Lord. We need to realize that time is short. We have planned stuff for 3 years in advance. And we are so blessed in America. We have medicine. We can have surgery if something's wrong with us. That we are most likely to live at least 60, 70 years. That should be, we should be thankful to God for that. We should be so thankful because people in other countries, it's rough. They don't have the medicine like we do, some of them. In third world countries, there's war constantly. So we need to reach the whole world. America should be a symbol of what Christ wants us to be. See, the founding fathers, they believed in Christ. That's why they wanted independence. They wanted to start a new nation to serve the Lord. And the public schools won't tell you that. They say that they are just old people and that they just wanted to start a new country. But the pilgrims, when they came, they gave thanksgiving to God. That is why we celebrate Thanksgiving. When they first came to the country, they gave thanksgiving to God. And the public school system will just say they gave thanksgiving. No, they think thanksgiving to God the Father. They had that big feast for a reason. They wanted to celebrate what God had given them. And in America, think about the crops. In other countries, they don't have as much crops as we do. We are so blessed to be able to have great soil. We have enough food for us to last. That is a blessing in itself also. And we have the beautiful country. I love the country because it's so beautiful, especially when you get in state parks. We went to Tennessee last summer, and while we were driving, there was a park, Yellowstone, and it was beautiful. Anakista, it was a place on top of a mountain that they built, and that was beautiful. I was up there. Here's like the gate over the mountains. I was standing there like, Lord, how? I couldn't even say anything because it was so wonderful. I love being out in creation, backpacking. And there's a sense about nature that when you are out in it, you get a fresh air. And you say, there's no way this could be just magically made, like the public school system tells us. No, everything is too mastered, piece by piece, how God's creation works together to be beautiful for us. There has to be a creator behind that. And that creator of the universe is the same creator of us. God is omniscient. He is all-knowing and all-understanding. So why would we not want to serve Him? Why would we settle to serve the world when this world, the days are evil, meaning that the evil days will eventually pass, and the evil people that are left over that have not accepted Christ, they will be in hell. Why would we choose that side? I don't understand that some Christians, if somebody does something wrong, they're like, never mind, I'm not going to do anything. No, I even fall at that sometimes. Sometimes I want to say something and I end up not saying it. Myself and the rest of us need to make every opportunity. And the opportunities that we get to tell people, I love them. Most of the time, it's a wonderful conversation. I had friends over a couple months ago, and Alex, Dylan, and me, we were in my room, and we were starting talking about faith, and we talked about the true gospel. And the Spirit was in that. We were all serious. We were having a great time talking about God. See, the encounters you can get when you reach out, when you are wise, when you tell people about the Lord, they can be awesome, especially when somebody wants you to pray over them. There was a kid at school like a month ago. They had a baseball game for Tyrone, and before that, I was talking to him about Quest Haven, the camp that I'm going to. It's a Christian camp, and it's amazing. And he was talking about how he goes to Camp K, and we were talking about faith, and I felt the Lord telling me, Cole, pray over him, pray over the baseball game. And I prayed over that baseball game. I was moving. He gave me a handshake, and he said, thank you. See, when we are wise, when we know what the Lord wants us to do, when we have a lurking to do something good, and we follow through with that, most of the time it will be amazing. Now, sometimes it will be hard because you do have some of those people that no matter what you do, they won't listen. But most of the time, you don't even know what impact that will make on a person when you tell them about the Lord. Usually it doesn't come right away. Usually it takes years. It took me 12 years to realize that I had a Savior. And it can take longer years for somebody else. It's just the simple act of inviting them to church, or saying, hey, can I pray for you? Or saying, hey, if you need to talk, I'm free. Those simple acts, those simple wise acts. And Newsboys has a song, That's How You Change the World. It talks about one little thing, a prayer in an empty room, a little thing we do that nobody around can see. Heart reaching out to the heart this kind. See, these small little things, when we work together, all Christians, to achieve these small little things, it will change the world. It will change how the world thinks. See, the spirit of wisdom needs to be instilled back in this world because this world is selfish. We have all these great things, and everybody wants something for themselves. I even fall that sometimes. Sometimes I'll say, I'm not spending any money on anything because I want to start a drone business. But what I have to realize is God's spirit of wisdom. If He wants me to start the drone business, then He'll provide the money. But it is not right for me to hog my money for it. So if the Lord is willing, He will supply. He will supply our every need. The Lord knows what we need. See, that is why we are to live wise. Living wisely changes the world. Living wisely affects our own life for greater good. I know when I did not have a spirit of wisdom, when I did not realize time was short, I was living horrible. I was not living a godly life. I didn't tell anybody about the Lord. I just let things happen. But now I'm going to make a change. I'm going to make a change. If somebody is hurt or somebody's crying in a corner, I'm going to go over there and tell them about the Lord and ask them what's wrong. And I pray that you all would choose the same. I know there are some people in here that have really inspired me. They have gone far out and beyond. They have reached out to kids, and all the kids like them. See, we, the spirit of wisdom, people should know that. And most of the time, if you are kind to people with the spirit of God, because the spirit of God is kind and gentle, if you are kind and gentle about something, most of the time, the person will come back to you and they will be kind to you. I still have those people in school that will mock me or whatever for what I praise because they don't see it in the world. But I don't care what they say because I know I serve a real God. And we all know that we serve a real God also. So we can live like that with the spirit of wisdom behind us every step of the way. I always have to say, God, lead me through this. Solomon, when he was leading Israel, he said, Lord, I want the spirit of wisdom. I want to know how to discern these people between right and wrong. And the Lord told him, since he asked for wisdom, most kings ask for riches. But since Solomon asked for wisdom, that the Lord would give him an abundance of richness. There was people all over that came to ask him for advice. And he had so much stuff. He had so much stuff that the Lord gave him. He could almost do whatever he wanted with the stuff, with how much he built. He built a huge temple. See, when we ask God for the spirit of wisdom, when we accept God and ask for the spirit of wisdom, he will give it to us, and we will learn right from wrong. He will lead us every step of the way. Be wise, live wisely, because the days are evil. I care for all of you. I care for every person in this nation. That's why I'm up here today. I cannot let a moment go by without telling somebody about the risen Savior. Because everybody needs it. Even us Christians, we need a reminder. These days are hard. They are hard. There's inflation is skyrocketing. Baby formula is hard to find. But in all this, we can be thankful and we can see God and say, God, this world, it is going mad. It is getting worse and worse. Lord, I need your help. Lord, in America, we need a godly president. We need a godly president. We all need to be godly. That's what God called us to. As that song talks about, come and fill your lambs. The Lord Jesus is there to come and fill us. Jesus is there to come and fill. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. See, before I knew the Lord, I didn't know wisdom. I went through the motions. I thought what I did was right, and it ended up hurting other people in the process. But God gives us wisdom that we can truly know what is right, that can help us and each other. May you all go out being the change, asking God for the wisdom and change the world for Him. God bless you all.